It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk HLV football with head coach for the Warriors, Kevin Smith. And, Coach, a dramatic victory last week of the first round of the playoffs as your Warriors beat Midland 28-22 on a last-second touchdown pass from Marcus Kolsar to Caden Fontenelle. That sets up the quarterfinal round in eight-man tomorrow night as you visit Turkey Valley. They are 10-0. We'll have coverage of that game on our sister station, Energy 106.7 FM. But, Coach, before we talk about the Turkey Valley Trojans, how about that final play against Midland to get a win on your home field?
Well, just a credit to the kids. And, you know, they didn't give up. Tie game there in the fourth quarter. We played a pretty good first quarter. Second quarter, you kind of had to give that one to Midland. They were up 22-16 at half. Third quarter was kind of a dogfight, and nobody really put any points on the board. It was still 22-16 going in fourth quarter, and got a drive going. We got where we kind of took some things away from them they wanted to do. Got a drive going late in the game, and Marcus Kolsar was in a quarterback. Carson Chaney took a good shot, and he was out getting evaluated. And Marcus stepped in and had a pass play, biggest thing we wanted to do there, just try and get a few more yards if need be to at least stay in field goal range. And he drops back, and they brought a lot of pressure, and somehow Marcus stayed up during all the pressure with about two guys hanging on to him, and spotted Caden Fontenelle in the end zone, lofted it up, and nobody really around Caden, and Caden caught the ball. And when that was all said and done, they got, after we kicked off, and they returned it what they could and got out of bounds quick. They only had like 2 seconds left to try and run one play, so just a matter of getting that stopped, and then everybody had a good time. So pretty hairy there for a while, and Marcus did a good job getting rid of the ball considering he could have easily been sacked, but nice job by him. Caden, nice catch on the other end, and let us live for another day.
Exactly right. Well, a crazy play, and we're going to talk about it further with Caden Fontenelle, who made the catch. That's going to be on our extra point tonight at 6 o'clock. Great interview with him. He'll talk about his perspective on that play. The funny thing is, Coach, he's got 3 catches all for touchdowns this year. Yep. I mean, that's crazy. Of course, he started part of the year at guard, and now he's back at tight end. That's pretty amazing when you think about that.
Yeah, and that's a credit to Caden. I mean, we had some issues on the offensive line. He's willing to step in, play guard. Never questioned it. You know, he actually said something to me that one day, and we were kind of thinking about it anyway. But when he mentioned it to me, that made it even easier. And when we got some kids a little healthier, then we moved him back to tight end, and he's done a fine job. Played part of that time with a cast. He had some ligament issues on a thumb, and he's had a hand in a cast. And, you know, people, geez, he's catching passes with a cast on, and you know, he's our punter as well. And I mean, I give him credit too. There, he had his punts the other night were very, very big at the time. There was one that was like a 65-yard punt, basically flipped the field, changed field position immensely, which was huge at the time. And you know, I said he's a baseball player. Basically, uses that calf like a ball glove, and you know, catches balls and doing a nice job. So I mean, good credit to Caden for what he's been able to do with what he's gotten through and what we've asked him to do. You know, nice to see him kind of get the rewards for that with the touchdown.
Well, first things first, before we talk about the keys to this Turkey Valley team, of course, Carson Chaney going out with that injury. How is he going into this week's quarterfinal round game?
Carson's back. He'll be fine. You know, took a pretty good shot, caught a helmet, and more than anything, precautionary there last Friday night, and wanted to make sure and check him all out, make sure everything was okay. And they did all that. And like I say, he didn't finish the game Friday night, but he's practiced all week. He'll be fine and looking good to go. And, you know, he's looked good, done the things we've wanted him to, and he feels fine, and so you know, we're pretty much 100% again, and you know, that's key, that's big for us, because you know, we need everybody that we can on board and ready to go, and I think we'll be that way. So hopefully, injuries won't be an issue for us starting out anyway.
Yeah, you will need all hands on deck. Turkey Valley 10-0 on the season. They beat Rockford in the last round 52-8. What challenges does this team present more than anything?
Oh, it's a very experienced group. They have 14 seniors. They start 8 seniors on offense and 8 seniors on defense. You don't see that a lot, an 8-man. And they just don't do a whole lot wrong. You watch film and, you don't see penalties. You don't see turnovers. They're very aggressive offensively and defensively both. They attack the line of scrimmage and they're a run-oriented team, but it's not that that's all they can do. They can pass as well. They do a very good job. The fullback runs really hard. They open good holes for him. That sets up some things then when the running back and the quarterback will take off and run as well. And defensively, they attack you up front, and they got a linebacker that leads them in tackles, and he's very aggressive, reads things really well, flows well, and he's somebody we've got to find on every play and get a hat on him, get him blocked. It's going to be a real challenging game. But at the same time, it's a team, when I look at size-wise up and down, we match up probably about as good as we could get. Actually match up far better than what we did versus, say, Midland, as far as, size-wise up and down the line of scrimmage and other positions. But, they're very talented. I think they've had one close game. I think it was 10 points with Easton Valley. Other than that, they've pretty much blown everybody out. And, they're probably going to think they're going to do the same again, and I hope they think that. But kids are pretty upbeat. They've watched a lot of film. We've shown them some things, too, and we think we've got some things we can try and do. We think we're going to, we know we're going to have to play really well on defense to try and slow them down. We're going to have to play well on offense. And on the films we've got, I don't think we've seen a punt. So, when you score 50-some, 60-some points a game, you really don't punt much. So it's hard to figure out what they're going to do on that. We just hope we get to see it firsthand and force them into that. But very challenging game, but it's a game we're looking at that, we got enough to lose. We're going up, and we think we match up well, and we're going to go up and do what we can.
Well, their offense is very similar to yours. I mean, what differences, if any, are there between what they run and what you run, kind of a version of the wing T?
Not a lot, really. We can take a lot of what their plays are and, just change it to our, what we call it. And basically our scout team can run it pretty easy. It's just a difference of, the skill set. They're pretty much, I think if you ask somebody, says, well, how big are they? And I think if you pretty much say they're about 6'1 and 180 to 190, and that's just about everybody across the line, across their backfield, and they're nice size. They're just real athletic. And, when you look at the stats, like you say, in some ways we're very similar as far as numbers, what they put up, what we put up. We're looking at, we think we can go up and compete with these people. And we talked to the kids the other day, and I had somebody in the public, oh, geez, we're going to get stomped on Friday. And I bit my tongue. And, I don't care if the public thinks that. The only people have to believe we can win are the 30-some kids that we see every day at practice, and right now they believe we can. So that's what we're playing off of, and what they do, like you say, is very similar to what we do, which makes preparation, a little bit easier. You're not having to throw in something totally different to try and figure it out, how they line it up, how they run it, and how to stop it. So that helps us a little bit, but it's not our scout team running at us come Friday night. And so we'll have our hands full and we know it, but I think the kids are up to the challenge.
And overall, what would you say are the keys to this football game against Turkey Valley?
Well, I think number one, we've told our kids, when we play well, we look good, but we can't beat ourselves. We can't have penalties, we can't have turnovers, you can't do the silly things that'll hurt you. And you got to try and control the line of scrimmage as much as you can. And that's where it all starts. And, maybe force them into some things they don't want to do. If you can kind of slow down a running game and, they want to throw, but they want to throw when they want to, not when they have to. And hopefully we can kind of slow the running game down a little bit and force them into some things that they don't want to do. And offensively, we have to take care of the ball. And hopefully if we have the ball, they can't score with it. So, when we get the ball, we have to, finish drives. Put drives together and score on the end of them. So I mean, it's things we can do. It's just kind of like all year. We have to do the little things. We have to execute. We have to execute very well. And we know they do. And if we don't, we'll be in trouble. But if we do, we think we got a chance to compete.
Well, again, we'll have an interview with Caden Fontenelle on the Extra Point tonight at 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, 7 o'clock kickoff, as HLV visits Turkey Valley from Jackson Junction, Iowa, just south of Decorah. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll have coverage on our sister station, Energy 106.7 FM. Coach, really appreciate your time here on Coach's Corner, and we'll see you up at Turkey Valley tomorrow night. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for covering the game, and we'll be there and see what happens.
Kevin Smith, head coach for HLV football, joins us here on Coach's Corner. It's brought to you by Stiefel Insurance of Victor on 1410 KGRN.